and assure success.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com, proudly working in collaboration with GuerrillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. And on occasions, you know, there are businesses out there that have something very important to say and a very new world order aware. And I feel it's kind of my duty to give those kind of people a bit of plug play, just because, you know, what the heck else am I going to do, you know? So I've got Mark Langdon from BlueShield.info. It's a way to block EMF radiation. Mark, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Thanks, Vincent. How are you?
You know, borderlining on fabulous is my party line, so in this election year, vote fabulous. But other than that, I don't know. Maybe slightly headachy or sort of nauseous on occasion, you know? Maybe that's something to do with the EMF radiation that we're surrounded by all the time.
Well, you might be experiencing a little bit of fatigue and perhaps a bit of dizziness from time to time. That'd be right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a product, well, that can put pay to that for you. It's called the Blue Shield, and it basically protects you from electromagnetic radiation, or EMR, or the common term is EMF, which is electromagnetic fields. And, of course, everyone knows they're emitted from appliances, radios, TVs, microwave ovens, cell phones, you name it. And there's been some research lately just to suggest that actually these fields are way beyond the acceptable level. So you may be feeling a bit of that, Vincent.
Yeah, may do. Maybe feeling a little bit of the New Delhi Times report out of the, what was it, the Australian Research Foundation a couple of years ago did a big analysis of all this EMF radiation and its potential causing of brain cancer. And they said that, oh, well, you know, there's a potential that it'll cause 2 billion cases of brain cancer by 2020. And I got fired from working at a telecommunications company because I was telling people that. I'm a troublemaker. What can I say?
The big players really don't want you to know about this kind of thing. And, you know, we're not going to make any claims about our product. Reason being is that we want to get tied up. But basically, the Blue Shield changes your environment. That's really what we want to change. And when you change your environment, of course, your body responds accordingly. So that's the whole idea behind Blue Shield. We change the environment to so your body adjusts to that new environment. Because you can't actually take away the EMFs. You might know, you can't wear a tinfoil hat or put a big aluminium foil screen up in front of your computer.
I don't know, bro. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I like my tinfoil hat. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Join us in the chat there, and we'll be right back after this short break. Please don't desert me. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This goes out to my homeboys in the cancer industry. the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. My very special guest from blueshield.info is Mark Landon. We're talking about electromagnetic frequencies. Is that what EMF means, electromagnetic frequencies?
Electromagnetic fields. Commonly known as EMR as well, electromagnetic radiation.
There's a couple of different types of radiation, aren't there? And like some are dangerous and some aren't, or what's the deal?
Electromagnetic fields in general, there's ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. I won't go into too much of a technical part of it because I don't want to lose people here with the technicalities. But basically, all your appliances emit what they call electromagnetic fields. And that field is composed of a frequency, which is the mains. In New Zealand here, it's like 50 hertz. In the USA, it'll be like 60 hertz. And that's putting out a constant signal, if you like. And, of course, there's no real safe level of that. And the body can tolerate a certain amount of that, but then we've got this the radiation from cell phones and what have you. That's that's radio waves, okay? So they're slightly stronger fields, and also there's no safe level. The average cell phone uses between 350 to 2,000 megahertz carrier wave. That, however, is too high for the body to register, but what the body does register is the low frequency, the voice modulation riding upon that signal, and that's what we call information data packets, which the body basically cannot handle, and it doesn't recognize these as a natural thing, therefore it reacts. So it's like the body's reacting as if it's been invaded by a virus. So then, of course, all your cells in your body go into a defense mode and try and lock down. And that's when your intracellular communication shuts down as well. So there's quite a scientific...
are the knock-on effects from that?
You'll get a lot of symptoms as a result of that. Different people have different symptoms. Different people have different sensitivities. You'll get different symptoms like dizziness, sleeplessness, fatigue, irritability. You know, if someone works in an office and they're using a computer all day and they come home and they're really irritable and scratchy, I mean, it's probably because they've been exposed to these fields and the body's stressing out, and therefore they have less resources to deal with that stress. Therefore, their mood changes, and it's day in, day out of that. Of course, it tends to suppress your immune system because your body's trying to fight off something that's not there, and after a while it becomes exhausted, more or less.
Yeah. Well, you know, I suppose that can apply to a lot of people that are out there feeling really exhausted, that are all snappy and really and really aggro from being at work all day. And previously we thought, hey, that's just what work is all about.
Maybe part of it, but what we see more and more happening is that as people introduce new technologies come in like Wi-Fi, internet, etc., you just have to look on your computer to see how many signals are around you coming from different Wi-Fi. I pick up 5 or 6 at any one time. So you got 5 or 6 signals interacting, and your body, believe it or not, actually locks in on those signals. What actually happens at a cell level is quite interesting because when the body's under attack, the protein coating on each cell cannot recognize a signal because it's actually foreign to it. Okay, so it's like, uh-oh. We've got the signal coming in, and it's like going, oh, no, we're going to have to defend ourselves from this because it's a threat to our well-being, right? And you get the body going into defense mode, locking down. So before it actually locks down, it sends out a little communication to all the other cells to do the same thing. So all of a sudden, your whole body's going like, oh, no, we're being affected by this this unseen thing, which the body's recognizing as a virus because it can't actually tell the difference as such.
So it's kind of like a city being locked down under martial law kind of thing.
Yeah, well, nobody can get in or out anymore. The enzymes and nutrients are no longer absorbed. Okay, so also toxins are not being released. So, and also the communication between cells are eventually stopped, as the microtubules inside the cells are actually locked down as well. So the body's going into defense mode, locking down.
How often in an average day would somebody really be exposed to a field like this? And I presume if you're talking about every electronic device from a fridge to a computer to a microphone, it would be all the time, wouldn't it?
All the time. You can't get away from it. This is the thing. You can't really walk around in an aluminium suit or a lead suit or whatever and actually stop these fields from affecting your body. They're going to penetrate steel, aluminium as well, because there's an echo component to the electromagnetic field, which scientists now recognize as a tachyon or a quantum component, which travels right through any solid matter. So you can't really get away from it.
In Japan, this was something that became sort of notorious. There was somebody selling male shirts, made of metal to sort of reflect all those sort of EMF fields that was selling to people. and I'm just thinking, my goodness, I mean, if you have to go back to practically medieval technology in order to save modern EMF field violations, there's something drastically wrong.
You can't physically pin these things down. This is why we produce a blue shield, because it actually produces its own field. And there's a lot of factors in that, which I'll talk about a bit later on, which prevent the body from recognizing these other surrounding EMFs. And this is the beauty of it. Have you seen a lot of passive devices out there? So these coils you hang around your neck and these little pyramids and stuff that you put near your computer and these crystals that you...
Put on the screen. I was going to say crystals. Like somebody said, like an amethyst crystal was like really good for getting the radiation. I don't know.
Yeah, they do put out frequencies, no doubt they do something. But the fact is, they're not really strong enough. Those are passive devices. Unlike Blue Shield, it's actually an active device. It actively produces its own field, which has a number of influences on the body that stop the EMF from affecting it.
How do you keep this thing on? And do you have to plug it in, or has it got batteries, or does it like just do its own thing anyway?
We've got several different models. We've got an industrial model that does a very large area that covers about 50 meters diameter across. We've got the plug-in model also, which does the whole house, average size house. Around about 15 meters across. You've got the portable model, which you carry on you anywhere. So you can take it on an airplane if you're actually flying or anything like that, protects you from radiation in that situation. And we've also got USB model.
Well, it's interesting you should say that about the radiation on planes. A friend of mine, he took a Geiger counter on a plane with him from New Zealand to LA, and it was peaking the whole trip.
Well, you're exposed to a lot of radiation from space being up that high, which is also electromagnetic radiation in some form or another.
Yeah.
Even light is a radiation of some kind, but it's when you're exposed to a certain amount for a certain period of time. So low level radiation for a long period of time is harmful, whereas high exposure for a short period of time is not normally as harmful.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, gently does it is the way forward here. Now, I wanted to talk about the personal devices, you know, because I'm out and about, I'm on the street, and I'm walking into people's homes and stuff like this, and I'm just surrounded by all this equipment, all of this. And you know, when I see electronic equipment, now I'm starting to kind of translate it in my mind's eye to cancer, you know? Like, oh, that's a very nice cancer you've got here. Do you want to watch some videos on my cancer? Oh, yeah, bro, that'd be great. that's a 42-inch cancer. Oh yeah, bro, it cost me 2,000 cancers to buy this cancer.
I mean, a lot of people are afraid of that issue about cancer and stuff. There's a lot of factors which come into it, which I mean, EMS may be contributing towards the stress, but it's also dietary, and you've got a lot of other factors involved in your own personal life. you know, your emotional well-being, etc., have a lot to do with that. So just staying away from the big C a little bit. I mean, these stresses don't help us, you know, in a modern society. You've got stresses at work, you've got stresses at home, you've got stress everywhere. But if we can reduce that stress by using a product, well, you know, you're going to have a better chance of having a healthier lifestyle in general. So what we were talking about before was the passive devices that are out there. Quite often they're not strong enough to generate their own field to overcome or even strengthen the body's own field to overcome these very high strength fields that you find with Wi-Fi especially and also your cell phone. So what the Blue Shield does, it generates its own field which has a stronger influence than the surrounding harmful EMF. Okay, so you're more or less swamping out what is already around you. So you're changing your environment for a start there. And the body responds to the strongest influence, okay? So if you live next to, for example, just for argument's sake, if you live next to some power lines, right, they're putting out 50 hertz mains frequency. That might be 400 volts, okay? And also just next to your house on the other side is a cell phone tower, okay? Now, cell phone tower puts out a real high strength field. Your body's going to be responding to the strongest influence, so therefore your body won't respond to the power lines, it'll be responding to the cell phone side. Okay. Now we come along, we put Blue Shield in there, which is even stronger again. Therefore, your body's going to respond to the Blue Shield. Now, there's a lot of factors in here why the body will respond to the Blue Shield and not respond to the corresponding man-made frequencies from cell phones or power lines. There's a lot of factors involved there. It's all on our website, but just going here to our website. The Blue Shield automatically puts out its own field, okay? This is putting out a naturally occurring frequencies, which is more or less equal to the natural earth resonance. So before mankind came along and made power, made cell phones, there's a natural Schumann resonance, it's called, which is a natural pulse, if you like, of the earth. Now, our bodies are accustomed to that over millennia, so we've evolved with that frequency. And
man-make resonance field. Man-make resonance field.
Resonance fields, no. The natural occurring frequency of the earth is the earth resonance is around about 7.83 cycles per second. Okay, so it's a low, what they call a ELF, an extra low frequency. Now, our body naturally has evolved with that. Okay, as soon as you introduce frequencies which are above the range, like 50 hertz or 50 cycles per second, that's out of our normal functioning, healthy functioning field. And if we start responding to that, it's going to throw all our biochemical processes out of kilter, okay? So what the Blue Shield does, it emits a resonance that is familiar to our cells, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's one reason. The Blue Shield also generates a rhythm that is in tune to our body clock, okay? Have you heard of the circadian rhythm, which is your natural awake sleep cycles? It has, built into it.
Is that why they call cicadas cicadas, because they've got a circadian rhythm?
No. Different animal.
Okay, just a theory. So Go ahead.
So that resonance that the Blue Shield puts out is familiar to our cells, okay? And that rhythm also is familiar to our cells. What the Blue Shield is doing is mimicking what is already in nature but actually making it more pronounced or amplifying the effects of that. So our body will respond to that strongest frequency and also the most natural frequency to the body will naturally just tune into. Okay? Like a tuning fork, if you get a tuning fork and bang it and then put it next to another tuning fork, that other tuning fork starts to vibrate at the same frequency, right?
It doesn't matter what frequency
you vibrate it at, it'll tune to it. So we want it to vibrate to a natural frequency, so we use a Blue Shield as like a tuning fork. We vibrate it at that frequency and then put it close to the body and the body starts to vibrate at that frequency too, more or less. So
the Blue Shield definitely puts out good vibes then.
Good vibes. There's a lot to it. There's an on-off ratio, which is built in, which some people might know of, the Fibonacci ratio. You look at a snail shell, it starts off small and it circles out bigger and bigger and bigger. That's actually Fibonacci ratio, okay? So that ratio is in the head of a sunflower. All the seeds are rotating in what they call a Fibonacci ratio. So that's right throughout nature. It's right throughout our bodies. And we use that in the waveform and the on-off ratio and all the frequencies that the Blue Shield puts out as well. The thing about the Blue Shield is that people might go, oh, how do I know it's working, you know? I mean, we've found that animals and plants respond to the Blue Shield as well, not just people, so living things. Plants tend to grow better. Animals tend to stay more healthier. We've even had sick animals go and plant themselves and sit underneath the unit, move the unit to another room, the animal get up and, well, this animal was a dog, and in that case, it moved out to the extra room and sat underneath it there too, unplugged it again and put it in another place just to check, you know, there's something going on here. the sick animal went to sit under the Blue Shield for a few days and eventually became better. Its overall health improved.
So it didn't have anything to do with the materials constructing the Blue Shield, partly made of sausage.
No sausages in the Blue Shield.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It discounts any possible placebo effect. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And what happens too is that when people have been under stress for a long period of time, when they first use the Blue Shield, because their bodies have been storing up toxins and the cells are shut down in some areas, and you know, things are just not going right for that person, they will once their cells start to detox, they will experience some tiredness or detox symptoms, which are merely transient. So people that are really, really sensitive and find out that they have a lot of health problems because they've been exposed to fields or they are electrically sensitive, they will notice they'll have some tiredness or detox symptoms when they first use a Blue Shield.
All right. Well, we'll get more into this after the break. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Mark Langdon from blueshield.info. That's B-L-U, shield.info. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Yeah, and no one like me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Congratulations, you made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah,
but I'm here now. So what you wanna do?
Huh?
I'm the dude you really know. Can flow. Like this,
like this,
like this,
let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any, not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio and, incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. A very special guest is Mark Langdon from Blue Shield, B-L-U-E, oh no, no, just B-L-U, shield.info. And we're talking about EMF radiation and such and all the terrible stuff that's going on down with it. And speaking of which, Mark, did you know that they don't even need permits to put up these new cell phone repeater towers now? There'll be people that go away for the weekend, and when they return, there's this enormous freaking repeater tower right in front of their property.
Oh, nothing surprises me.
It's quite a cheery world we live in. And you know, this is like, for goodness sake. Now, we haven't experienced this kind of radioactive field quite so much as we do today. I mean, like back in the day, say in the 50s or whatever, to find a child with cancer was like something that a doctor would like travel across the world to come and see because it was just so rare and so weird. Now children are just falling down, get dead with cancer every day, everywhere. You know, it's like a freaking pandemic. Got like 1 in 2, 1 in 3 people getting cancer at some point in their lives nowadays, according to our own statistics. And there seems to be absolutely no end to it. And the fact of the matter is, it's not just EMF radiation that's causing everybody to be sick. It's the food that we're being shoveled down, all the processing and everything, like drains it fully of nutrients and leaves you freaking destitute at the best of times. And sickness is almost assured, unless, of course, you take protective and restorative action in terms of your health and the environments that you're putting into. I mean, and the relationships that you're in. I mean, if you've got toxic people that are doing nothing but bringing you down and making you stressed out and all of that kind of stuff, you know, stop talking to them for a while. You'll find you feel better. You know, avoiding situations is sometimes not a bad idea. Just like avoiding, say, a radioactive dead zone. Well, that's my take. I could be wrong. Maybe radiation is good for you, like some chick on Fox News said the other day. Oh, it'd be quite funny. Our very special guest, Mark Langdon, joins us now from New Zealand. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks, Vinny. Good to be back.
Now, you're talking about, what I wanted to know is, what is the energy supply for these little Blue Shield generator things? I mean, you got the plug-in ones. What's the portable one run off, batteries?
Portable one runs off 2 AAA batteries at 3 volts, and the USB model just plugged into your computer and runs off the 5 volts from the USB port. So it doesn't actually have any batteries at all. I mean, great to have a USB one you can actually just take around with you and plug it in wherever you're going. Of course, you can actually plug it in your car. It's great from the car if you have a little USB plug in the stereo. That'll help with travel fatigue and actually travel sickness. Tends to assist with that. A lot of travel sickness is to do with the electromagnetic fields coming off the coil from the engine in the car. And, of course, with these newer cars and with their computerized systems, there's more noise or EMF noise coming off these engines. And, yeah, some people are sensitive to it, and they may experience some nausea and, in some cases, some car sickness, which involves some vomiting. Yeah, not good.
Yeah, so that's not really good. Signs that you're getting some kind of radiation that ain't good for you, yeah? And I heard that these new hybrid cars with their even more electric engines are even worse for you, you know? That'll teach you to save the environment.
Well, they've actually got big electric motors in them, which, of course, just emit more electromagnetic fields. And, you know, we can't really get away from it these days. If we do go eventually to electric cars, of course, every single household's going to have problems. But you can't really get away from it. You've got the power lines outside in the street there. You know, you've got these cell phone sites going up everywhere. There was a bit of resistance in the beginning to those cell phone sites, but, of course, as time goes on, people just kind of accept it as normal. And that's the way they get away with it.
People have got short memories, eh?
Very short. Mm.
Which is probably might have something to do with the EMFs.
Quite possibly. Yeah. Yep. There is some evidence to suggest that. And even ADDH, the hyperactive children.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of cases where we've actually installed a Blue Shield plug-in into a home with hyperactive children, and all of a sudden the children are not hyperactive anymore. So figure that one out.
Mm. Well, you know, the difference
this hyperactivity
ADD
probably does stem from a bit of stress from electromagnetic fields, no doubt.
There was a study a while ago. It was like, what's the difference between ADD and ADHD? It's the picture quality. But as you were saying,
in Japan there was a study done, and they found out that there's a correlation between the increase in wireless or proliferation of wireless technologies and the incidences of diseases like cancer and stuff. That's what they're finding out. Of course, it's being swept under the carpet because there's billions and billions of dollars involved with the setup of these wireless devices, and that's our technology now. The health effects, just like smoking tobacco, would be found later on down the track, you know. There's nothing really you can do about it unless you want to protect yourself and use a blue shield. We've done some tests with urine testing. We've got some blood tests on the way from Australia. We've just had a professor in Japan test the product. He's actually been looking into electromagnetic fields for the last 24 years. He found our product to be effective, so it's starting to move off in Japan. We've got UK taking it on, and also Australia just recently. So we're starting to get out there and get the product out there to people. And we're making it available. It's very affordable. In fact, today for the show, I have a special on our on our American website, special for a pack. You can actually buy a pack and save $100. You know,
what's that website then?
That's EMF Protection -blueshield.com.
EMF Protection -blueshield.com. Okay.
And on the products page of that, we have a PayPal link which has pack, which you get a plug-in Blue Shield to do the whole house. You get a portable one to take with you, and you also get a USB device which you actually put into your computer when you're using it. And you're saving around about $104.
Yep. And you don't have any idea if this would work on the approaching radiation cloud from Japan, would you?
That's a little bit different radiation. That's radioactivity.
Oh, yeah. It's not just some kind of field.
It's to make the air fall out, that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we should invest in scarves.
I think we should just all take iodine and potassium iodide and protect our thyroids from that kind of radiation. But in essence, it's actually a very similar effects, just a lot stronger. You know, you do experience with nuclear radiation, you do experience nausea and vomiting, feeling fatigued and low on energy and stuff. Yeah, that's because it's a very, very high dosage. But electromagnetic radiation is not very unlike that, which is actually low dosage, but you do have similar symptoms. I wouldn't say your hair would fall out, but it probably wouldn't help with stress levels. And as soon as your stress levels go up, of course, your immune system is impacted. So they're similar, but the radioactive type radiation is a lot more severe.
Well, you know, we had George Heminger on earlier on last week, I believe. And when the radiation's coming and you can see it on the satellite, it's just so freaky. And what's even more freaky is that when you look outside your window, you can't see anything.
We're lucky we're in New Zealand.
Oh, you know, everybody says that, you know, oh, Vinny, you're all screwed, blah, 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 blah. You're going to die. You're going to die anyway, but you should be just grateful that you're going to die eventually in some country that's at least slightly freer than other countries that will just kill you for doing what you're saying and doing it right now anyway. You know, it's like this total moral relativism. It doesn't matter that we've got these freedoms being taken away from us. The fact of the matter is we have these freedoms, therefore we should just be happy with what we've got and just, you know, just let everything get worse progressively. And just be thankful that as they get worse, they're not getting worser. You know, I don't know, people play these mind games on themselves to try and deal with reality. It's so hilarious. You know, you got to laugh. Why not? What do you got to lose? Your sanity?
of course we want to live, you know, an active and healthier life as possible while we're here. You know, I mean, you wouldn't want to be here and be in pain or you know, be unhealthy. If you're going to live to the fullest and live the best you can, I reckon, you know, make the most of it every day.
Yeah. Well, you know,
so just running through the products on the website here, if people are interested out there, we've got the Blue Shield USB. which reduces travel fatigue. People can take it on the plane. It actually meets the electromagnetic emission standards, so it's safe for airplane flight, okay? That one you can put in your pocket or just put in your laptop case and keep it there and plug it in when you're actually using your laptop.
Yeah.
So that's the first product. That's available for $55. Okay, next one is the Blue Shield Portable, which runs off 3 volts, okay? Now, these batteries last for 11,000 hours, which is about a year and a half. So it's not going to be about to run out of power.
Okay, and can you recharge them?
In a hurry. You just throw them away and put new ones in. You can use rechargeable batteries, but your rechargeable batteries are a lower voltage, so you won't get the same performance out of it.
Oh, okay.
A couple of AAA alkaline batteries. That also, they're microprocessor controlled. It has a little microprocessor which regulates all the frequencies and sets the timing and everything. That is also safe for airplane flight, and a lot of people use it when they travel in the car as well to prevent travel sickness. We had one guy travel from the USA, and he has his testimonial on our website. He says, "I no longer get jet lag since I carry a Blue Shield around with me." And he says, "This is really something since I'm already 78 years old." So he's quite old and he doesn't really experience jet lag because he's carrying around the Blue Shield. Now, without the Blue Shield, he gets jet lag. So he's proved that one for himself. They've also,
that's pretty strange because, you know, everybody who travels and such like that knows what freaking jet lag is. And, To be able to actually thwart jet lag, oh my God, that'd be great. People might actually now be encouraged to actually come somewhere near New Zealand because you won't have the jet lag. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and my very special guest is Mark Langdon from Blue Shield .info, or rather EMF Protection .com. We got him on here until the end of the hour today. And one thing I'd probably want to be getting into after the show is certainly about the New World Order and the kind of broader agenda behind all this EMF radiation crapola, because, you know, it's cheaper to make things which don't kill people, in my opinion. And there's probably a good idea to actually go about some description of construction methodology around technology that produces a positive effect on human life, rather than forcing it to cark itself like some description of bird dying on a beach. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, not Vinnie with an E. The E's for Eastwood. And we'll be right back after the break from GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
The word is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Check out our fabulous archives and join us in the chat room there. Well, one thing I wanted to say just before we go back into our elaborations with Mark Langdon from Blue Shield is that today's Will's birthday. And I wanted to say very much happy birthday to him. and wish him very well with his festivities. Now, back to the grinding stone here. Now, Mark, how long have you actually known about the New World Order and all this kind of stuff? Because me, I'm kind of relatively new to it. Only been in the studying phase for a couple of years now.
Oh, I've known about it for 24 years, roughly.
Yep. Pretty old school.
I mean, you know, this Illuminati thing keeps on coming up, and I've seen it time and time again, and the agenda and all that, and I've been really interested in a lot of stuff behind it all. Yeah.
Well, I presume this is one of the reasons why you're out getting your EMF blockers and things like that.
Yeah, well, I really like to help people, and if someone can have a tool such as Blue Shield to help their everyday life and, you know, prevent stress, maybe even make themselves a little bit more healthier, well, I'm into that, you know, and making it available to people, not some extraordinary cost, you know, that some of these products out there are doing this and doing that, but, you know, you got to pay $200 or $300 for a device. People aren't interested in that. You know, you got to make it available to the masses. And that's the whole trick of it, I reckon. Help people help themselves.
Yeah. Oh, a question from the chat room. How old are you, Mark? You may not want to answer that one.
I'm 41.
See, there we go. As you say.
I've been into this sort of thing since I was 16, so I've been looking into it and being aware of it. Because when I was 16, I ran my engineer friend and engineer. He developed the circuitry, etc. I made it look pretty, package it, market it, and all that sort of thing. In 1986, we met up, and it eventuated from a product they actually put up in the spacecraft for NASA. And when NASA go above the Earth's magnetic field, they're no longer affected by it in a positive way, and therefore they tend to go a little bit crazy in the spacecraft because of the frequencies in the spacecraft. And they started beating each other up and stuff. And
madness.
They didn't have their tinfoil caps on, and they started beating each other up and that. And NASA was quite alarmed at why they were actually experiencing some aggressive behavior. And you see this happening in the world all over right now, right? Aggressive behavior? Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. This is because
I'm looking forward to some...
The proliferation of wireless technologies is causing people's brains to cycle higher, okay? When the brains cycle higher, they start to get a little bit aggressive there. And, you know, they tend to turn around and punch the nearest thing to them. And you see that happening all over the world, right? People, you know, doing more crazy things, and because the brain is cycling higher. And what's happening now with our environment, it's pretty shocking. If they had a Blue Shield, of course they'd be calm and collected, and they'd kind of sit there and go, oh, well, you know, that's all very well, and we'll just carry on. But of course...
What if you made like a super Blue Shield that like covered the entire Earth or something?
Actually, I've been thinking about that lately. I've been thinking about instead of cell phone towers, I'm thinking of putting up Blue Shield towers all around the city. Of course, you'd have to use fairly high power to cover big areas, but it could be possible for all your major metropolitan areas that you could actually calm the whole city down, literally.
Mm.
Yep,
yeah.
That is possible.
Whoa,
it would have to be done on a higher level. Get a bit of funding from the government to do that.
That's evil, bro. Your device is going to pacify the population. Oh, they're already pretty freaking pacified now at the moment, though, eh? I mean, they've got a hell of a lot of good reasons to be really, really ticked off.
Oh, that's fluoride, you know. That's fluoride. Yeah. Fluoridation does that.
Yeah.
That's called dumping down. I don't want to dumb down people. I just want to make them less stressed, you know. So they actually have a healthy lifestyle.
So that is possible. So instead of having a whole bunch of stressed out, dumbed down people, we'll have a lot of like calm, chilled out, dumb people. It'll be fantastic. Hey, It could be worse, you know. And it would be great if we did that in just like New Zealand or something like that. Imagine if you had, I don't know, some grand evil sort of James Bond villain type plan to get a blue shield up, like put it on the moon or something like that to shoot them, to shoot a massive beam of anti-EMF energy our way. Well, I'd like to thank you very much.
We've been actually thinking about getting these devices on planes and stuff. Of course, we've had these blue shields at NASA. And, this was a few years ago, so it was actually Dave Watkins at JPL NASA. He launched the shuttles. Now, normally when he's involved with launching the shuttles, they're spending a long time in front of computers and stuff. And he's got our testimonial on the website, and he said, we just launched another shuttle tonight and went through an evening of stress without going down the tubes. I still have energy and not tired. So there is still some effect on me from the EMF in these areas, but the improvement in the last 2 days is amazing. The first day I noticed that the leg cramps were mostly gone. So he's getting leg cramps from a lack of magnesium, which is also stress-induced. So.
Well, you know, it's a multifaceted agenda and it's a multifaceted solution. Thanks, Mark, for coming on the show with us today. His website, ladies and gentlemen, is www.emfprotection-blueshield.com. That's blueshield.com. Thanks very much for coming on, mate. We definitely want to have you on again sometime.
Thanks, Vinny. Thanks for the opportunity. Have a good day.
All right, we will. Catch you later, ladies and gentlemen.